Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, stop the music. Everyone in America with a brain is asking one question. Spencer Stone, the hero in the France train attack, was stabbed almost mortally in Sacramento last night in a bar fight. And yet the PC police in Jerry Brown's backyard of Sacramento, California, will not release the descriptions of the perps. Five Asian men in undershirts, stabbed him almost to death. And then they put out a little news release. The PC police says, "We firmly believe that this is not a terrorism-related event, and that it is in no way related to the incident that occurred in France. The assault does not appear to be a random act and is believed to be a nightlife-related incident." Can you believe the police in America have been so deballed that they would call an incident like this a nightlife-related incident? Do you understand how psychotic this country has become over the last 40 years of radical feminists who have destroyed malehood itself? Now, we're asking a question. Because everyone in America is asking the same question. Was this a jihadi revenge attack? The PC police released this crap release. We've been on them all morning saying we want to see the police report because police reports are very detailed. They describe perpetrators. They describe them in great detail. They will not release it to us. The Sacramento Police Department, Samuel D. Summers, Jr., Chief of Police, shame on you for not releasing this report. All you will say is that Asian men were involved. Listen to the news report that came out a few minutes ago on the perpetrators, because we'd like to know who they really are. And the key question here is, was this a revenge attack by jihadis in our midst? Period, end of story. We have a right to know. Listen.
The suspects in this crime are two male Asian adults. The males are being described as wearing white T-shirts and blue jeans. The suspects, we believe, fled in a 2009 to 2012 dark gray or black Toyota Camry. This incident is a very unfortunate altercation between two groups who are enjoying the nightlife in Midtown Sacramento. This incident is not related to terrorism in any way, and we do not believe in any way, we know it's not related to what occurred in France.
How do you
months
know?
Ago.
How do you know? Because the idiot who runs your department told you to say that? How do you know that? If you know that, then tell us how you know it. It's that simple. We the people are not that stupid. Now, what does Asian mean? It's offensive, by the way, to Asians who are not violent. Obviously, Sikhs, Hindus, and other Asian non-Muslims, including Jains, Zoroastrians, Christians, and Buddhists, don't want to be associated with the word Asian when it refers to a violent act. And yet we here in America are regaled with this PC term, Asian males. What does that mean? Who are they? So far as I know, this is an unusual situation. I don't know of Asian males randomly attacking a white male. Do you? Does this often happen? And by the way, I watched the police video from a convenience store across the street, rather. And it shows five or six males in white undershirts stabbing one male. Didn't seem too random to me. When you see five or six animals attacking a man, it doesn't look too random to me. It looks like it was something more than random. But we don't know, because the Sacramento Police Department, totally gelded by the political correctness movement of Mao Tse-tung, will not release any further details no matter how we ask them. All we know is that Spencer Stone, hero in France train attack, is stabbed in Sacramento, and the police are, at this point, not telling us any more than we already have disclosed to you. There's no indication that whoever stabbed Stone knew who he was. The airman was out with four friends, one male and three female, and had a run-in with two or three men. There was a dispute that led to the altercation. There were conversations, and then it continued down the block where the stabbing took place. Police have not named any suspects, but they're seeking two men believed to have fled in a dark Toyota Camry. A clerk at the A&P liquor store, by the way, at the intersection where the stabbing occurred, said he saw video of it from the store's street surveillance camera. And here's what Brian Romandia said. Pretty much all you see on the tape is the altercation. They're in the middle of the street fighting, like in the middle of the intersection. There's like kind of going back and forth, and then you see a guy lunge and he kind of gets stabbed. You see discolorment, he said, indicating an area on his own chest, and then they all kind of disperse. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not know who stabbed him, but I do know the police are covering something up. And for them to go so far as to say that Asians were involved in this incident is suspicious to me, because the British are long used to using the acronym, or shall I say, the word Asian, to cover up you-know-who. You-know-who are called Asians in England, don't you? That's a broad category. So what actually happened? We don't know. I think it's time to stop using the word Asian. I think it's an insult to Sikhs, to Hindus, to others who are generally never involved in violent incidents. I think it's an insult to Jains, Zoroastrians, Christian Asians, Buddhist Asians, who don't want to be associated with a violence. Don't you? Don't you think it's time to stop using the word Asian when violence is reported? Don't you think the police ought to be a little more specific? Because I think using the category Asian is quite racist unto itself. Isn't that ironic that the police, who are so afraid of being called racist, would use a word that is just laden with racism? When you say Asian, aren't you sort of smearing an entire group of people? What do you mean Asian? What does that mean? Well, was it a bar fight, on the other hand? Could be gang violence. It could be another bar fight and stabbing. He was attacked outside a bar after some kind of verbal confrontation. Geniuses in the police department say alcohol was involved. Really? Alcohol in bars? How did they put that together? I guess they called in the FBI to find out that alcohol was related to it. But let me tell you this. Bartenders have written the following. They said he could have just been involved in a bar fight because he was a tall, good-looking white man who also stood up for people, by the way. Someone wrote, there is always some guy with a chip on his shoulder, something to prove, or just suffering from little man syndrome, who has one or five too many and decides to take on the biggest, baddest cat in the bar, or in this case, the hero of the hour. And that's just the men. He writes, forget about the predatory chicks looking for a baby daddy or sexual offense lawsuit and a meal ticket. They can be even more dangerous because they're a beguiling temptation. Nothing good happens, he says, in those places after midnight, and many a promising young man learns that to his regret. Prayers for a true hero, AFC, Spencer Stone, and nothing but scorn for the vermin. That's the opening to the show. I don't know what you can say about it that I haven't already said. But I have a little update for you on a related story, not related to the Spencer Stone stabbing. Sanctuary cities, counties, and states. There are now 340 sanctuary cities who have released 9,295 criminals. You didn't know that? You didn't know that Obama's releasing criminals on the streets? Oh, they're low-grade criminals. Just as the Castros have been rehabilitated, no longer Stalinist murderers. To Obama, the leftist anti-American hippie, the Castros are not really bad guys. They're not Stalinists. No. No, no. He revised them in his mind. So that's why he's releasing criminals on the streets, such as Victor Aureliano Hernandez Ramirez, who, together with an accomplice, was arrested for raping and then bludgeoning 64-year-old Marilyn Farris of Santa Maria, California, who died 8 days later. Ramirez had been arrested for battery in May of 2014 and was actually in the custody of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. ICE issued a detainer in order to begin the deportation process, but the sheriff did not comply, in accordance with California's state sanctuary law that went into effect on January 2014. Thank you, Jerry Brown. How about the others who have been released in the streets, like the one who killed Kate here in San Francisco? Whatever happened to that case? The one who said he was shooting sea lions? Sanctuary cities, crime. Crime on the increase. There are other stories that I'm going to talk about today. Should we stop calling them ISIS? That's right. Did you know that in the UK they don't want to call them ISIS anymore? because it's offensive to Muslims. Cameron said that if you call them ISIS, it will cause Muslim audiences to recoil every time they hear it. Rather, Cameron, the genius, said the group that rapes, murders, and pillages should be called Daesh, an Arab acronym for ISIS that also sounds like the Arabic for one who sows discord. The BBC, as gelded as it is, has so far refused Cameron's request. But this is a debate that's extending beyond the United Kingdom. A number of Arab governments and France's foreign minister already use Daesh, for examples. A policy that apparently has even irritated ISIS. They want to be called ISISs. ISIS. They want you to know that it's an Islamic State. The only people who don't want you to know it's Islamic State are idiots like Cameron, Obama, and the entire media complex in the United States of America and in England. Should we stop calling the group ISIS and instead start calling it Daesh? Well, let's look into that. Here's another little story related to ISIS or Daesh or Islamic State, whatever you want to call them. It's about sexual slavery. It has everything to do with Islam or nothing to do with Islam. Did you know that Sweden is now the rape capital of the West? Did you know that it's not being reported in Sweden? You don't know any of this? You're going to hear more about it today. Right here on the Savage Nation, let's go to some of the callers. We're going to keep looking for the truth on who stabbed the French train hero. Who stabbed him? Who stabbed him? Could it be just a random Asian? When he came out of a Chinese restaurant, he was a cook or a busboy? What kind of nonsense is this? I mean, if I were a Chinese American, I would find that offensive. Are we to understand that a Japanese American did this after coming out of a Japanese restaurant? What do you mean by Asian? I think that's quite a racist cover, don't you? Can't they be more specific? KSFO Misty, fire away. What do you think went on in Sacramento?
Hey, Michael, this is the first that I've heard about it. You're talking about it, so I don't have all the details. I'm sorry. But my first gut instinct is gang violence. Sacramento.
Hold. They called them Asians. They said Asians. We know that. They didn't say whites. They didn't say Hispanics. They didn't say blacks. So what does Asian mean?
There's the gang. I'm not sure the exact name. MS1, MS2. There's serious gangs, and I believe that they are Asian, or possibly maybe those ones are also Mexican. But my first gut.
Whoa. How can you now say Mexican is Asian? Where'd that come from?
No, I didn't say it's Asian. I said that gangs are in different groups that way. Sometimes you got Mexican gangs, sometimes you got Asian gangs.
All right, so you're saying that in Sacramento there may be Asian gangs roaming the streets?
Oh, there are serious gangsters that, yes, roam the streets in those cities. My first gut instinct, that's all I can tell you, is that it's gang violence.
All right. So you don't think in your gut that it's a jihadi who tracked down the French train hero and picked on him and got him into a fight in order to stab him?
See, like I told you, I'm very sorry. I missed the first...
All right. So great call. Nice pick. Someone who doesn't know the story, didn't hear me talk about it, but had an opinion and got on my show. That's what you call crackerjack call screening. Maybe the next one will talk about Mickey Mouse in Disneyland and tell me she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Okay, my friends. WMAL, Bob, go ahead. Your opinion counts. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, first of all, I think you're jumping to conclusions. However, let me qualify that. I think what you say is a possibility, but based on a report that I heard from the officer, he doesn't really know, but he tends to think it was more a nightlife, boy-girl, or rivalry type of thing between two groups.
Oh, we all heard that. Nightlife-related incident. That's a nice phrase. A nightlife-related incident. That's really a nice way of putting stabbing someone almost to death. But putting that aside, they also said it was Asian males who did it. Did you hear that part of it?
I did hear that. And this is what went through my mind. I'm going to be a Michael Savage. I see a bunch of guys going into a bar. There's some nice women there. Some of them might be Asian. Some of them may be various races. They're all trying to compete against them. Something goes bad. The white guy scores. Boom, the Asians get PO'd, and the rest is history.
I understand, but what do you mean by Asian? When you say Asian, that's quite a broad category of people, isn't it?
That's a good point as well. Asian can mean...
I mean, what does the word Asian mean? Does it mean Sikh? Does it mean Hindu? Does it mean Muslim? Does it mean Jain? Does it mean Zoroastrian? Does it mean Christians? Does it mean Buddhists? What do you mean by Asian? I think that the police have been quite racist in using such a broad description. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, look, we have nothing to add to this. They're covering something up. I don't know what it is. We know there are Asian gangs in Sacramento. That's a given. Quite a few, and you can look it up, Google it. But since we know that jihadis are amongst us, our own government has told us that. Why am I saying it? Did I make it up? Our own government, as near as 2 months ago, said that they're all over the place in every state. Remember they dummied him up after he said that? The head of one of the agencies, suddenly they gave him a dismissal. He said they're in all 50 states. Then they gave him a push job. Because Obama cannot associate Islam, Muslims with violence. He's living in a dream world with his head in the sand. But put that aside. We don't know who did this. And that's why we, the people, have a right to know. We have a triple right to know. Especially since he was a train hero who subdued a Muslim on a train in France. So logically, we, the people, are saying, is it related? That's the first thing that comes to your mind if you're not a drug addict. If you're not a Democrat. If you're not an automatic Hillary Sieg Heiler. If you're not a Hillary Sieg Heiler, the first thing is, I wonder if it's related to him being a hero in France and subduing a Muslim who tried to kill everyone on the train. Is that not a logical question? We're not allowed to ask ourselves questions anymore? Who is going to stop you? Some mean-faced, clipped-haired vermin who would have worked in Hitler's concentration camps and now runs a university? Pushing diversity? When it's really perversity? No, we have a right to know, or we're not going to know. Something is wrong. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. I think that we're going to find out during this show who the perpetrators are. I got five people checking. Five and a lawyer. We're going to find out who they are. Right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The suspects in this crime are two male Asian adults. The males are being described as wearing white t-shirts and blue jeans. The suspects, we believe, fled in a 2009 to 2012 dark gray or black Toyota Camry. This incident is a very unfortunate altercation between two groups who are enjoying the nightlife in Midtown Sacramento. This incident is not related to terrorism in any way.
Oh, for sure.
And we do not believe in any way. We know it's not related to what occurred in France.
No. How do you know that? How do they know that? How do they definitively know that if they don't know anything more? If they don't know who the perpetrators are, how do they know that for sure? I love this statement out of the Sacramento police. It's a nightlife-related incident. I never heard that use of words before, and I'm a wordsmith. When I think of a nightlife-related incident, that's me turning off the television, putting on the nightlight, turning off the lights, and going to sleep. Nightlife-related incident. I mean, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. But nevertheless, let's not rush to judgment. Remember the slaying of the therapist, the sex therapist, along a trail in Marin County the other day? Guy was just hiking with his dog. And then they were looking for perpetrators. I mean, why don't you do a check on yourself? When you first heard about it, who did you think did it? I'll bet your mind jumped to a certain race. But you were wrong. It turned out to be white trash who did it. Marin County Sheriff's Office just said that the three who shot him and his dog after stealing his car are 24-year-old Sean Angle, 23-year-old Morrison Lampley, and 18-year-old Lila Allgood. Allgood. And if you look at the pictures, It's trash, street trash, the kind of garbage you see in downtown San Francisco that are usually at city council meetings telling us what's wrong with the city. The kind that urinate and defecate in the streets or have dogs with pit bulls with large chains. Here, he's holding a skateboard. There you go. street garbage, but they're white is the point. But I can guarantee you that your mind immediately said, oh, I bet you X type did it. But you would have been wrong. So we have to be cautious, and that gives us a double reason to demand to know who did this. This is not an ordinary man who was stabbed in a bar fight. He's an American hero who even Obama saluted after a long while. Even Obama said the guy was given the Legion d'Honneur by Hollande. Even he recognized the heroism. So here we have an American hero who was stabbed almost to death, stabbed in the heart, by the way, in the lung. You know, the guy is so strong that he survived it so far. But we don't know who did it. All we hear is the Asian. Now, the police said two Asian males are suspects, while video footage shows five of them stabbing him. Incidentally, if you go onto my website, yeah, michaelsavage.com, and you look at the video, the grainy video footage shot from the liquor store across the street, you'll see five of them attacking him like animals, going at him with knives. So why are only two under? And where's the car? They fled in a Toyota? A gray Toyota, whatever? And they can't find it? Well, all right, that's... They could be in a warehouse, a garage. You know, that's not easy to find. Just because they know the kind of car doesn't mean they're going to find it overnight. But I guarantee you surveillance footage can pick up the license plate. I can guarantee you, as I see that the police have already traced the license plate to an owner. I can guarantee you that. And they're now figuring out how to break the news to the schmucks out there who shouldn't know too much. Okay, so we're trying to find out. And I'm not going to ask you what you think because we don't know. But something's wrong with the picture. WMAL, Will, you're in another part of the country. Tell me what you hear and what you see when you listen to this story.
I'm seeing something that they're not telling anybody. I'm seeing something, just being in the line of work that I am, that if they're truly trying to find a specific person, they are not giving the details they should be giving.
Are you in police work? Are you in police work?
Yes.
But your department is probably constrained by the same politically insane constraints as Sacramento police, aren't they? They wouldn't give out any more than that, would they?
When they're giving out a description of a person that you're actively looking for, you're going to be a little bit more descriptive than just Asian male. When you hear the word Asian male, what generally pops to mind is somebody from the Orient, not necessarily anyone from... say the Middle East. When we're on the radio, we say Middle Eastern male or Middle Eastern female, or you know, if we.
You mean when you're putting out a police dispatch, you say Middle Eastern when they're Middle Eastern, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? You're saying you use Middle Eastern when it is Middle Eastern?
Yes.
Okay, so then you would concur that they're not Middle Eastern, that they are Asian.
Well, I'm not saying that because I don't believe the whole story that's being told.
Right, and I also know that in England, where they have been deballed a long time ago, they use the word Asian to describe a large group of people, as I said earlier, including Muslims, and it's to cover up Muslims and crimes. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, in England, we know they're bending over backwards to never associate Muslims with crimes. Never. So they use the word Asian to describe Muslims in England. And that's what set me off here. I don't know what they're covering up here or if they're covering anything up. And I think that they have an obligation, the Sacramento police, to be a little more specific. And that's why we're doing this story today. I want more specifics. We have a right to know. They're not a world unto themselves.
No. And it's weird. And it's, you know, I don't want to put too much information out there because I can't say a whole lot about what goes on with our systems and all that kind of stuff. But say we're searching a license plate, and it comes back to this person is associated with a known terrorist group. We can't do anything. All we can do is try to remember the...
Oh, you mean you can't even say it's related to a terror-related group? That would be too offensive to who, Obama?
Correct. That, and the only thing we're allowed to do is we can't, you know, ask any questions. We can't do anything like that. All we can do is call a little number and say...
Okay, so in other words, this idea of profiling has gotten so insane that it makes police unable to do their job to make the streets safer, in plain English. Make it as simple, even for the moron out there who can't follow the bouncing ball. Okay, my friend, I don't know if we're going to find out who did it right away during this show, but we're looking, we're pressuring. And by the way, just doing this, I guarantee you the police chief is sweating listening to this show, and I guarantee you people involved are sweating because they're covering something up or they're not covering something up. And moreover, why haven't they found the perps? How hard is that when you have video surveillance and you know the kind of car they were in? Why haven't they found them yet? Do you find that, wait, but do you find that unusual? They know the kind of car on video surveillance and they don't know who the guys, they can't find the guys in less than 24 hours? Isn't that odd?
It's very odd. And we put a picture of the car out there for everyone to see. We'll put a picture of the license plate out there for everyone to see.
Okay, so, but you're calling from Washington, D.C. or Virginia? Where are you?
I'm right outside of Washington, D.C. in Maryland.
All right, but you're not living in Sacramento under the thumb of Jerry Brown?
No.
All right, well, thank God even Washington has a little more clarity. My friend, a fresh hardcover copy of Government Zero goes out to you. I have one in my hand. They're gorgeous. I'm so proud of this book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. More about it when it's in the bookstores. Now let's go to some additional calls on the Savage Nation. Chelsea on KSFO, what is it you have to say about the stabbing in Sacramento?
I just want to say that Mr. Stone is a military personnel, and at this point in time right now, everybody is rallying for him and his family and hoping for a recovery. But this is no street accident that happened or a nightclub. It will be fully investigated, and the military is involved, and
you're saying an awful lot of things. You're saying that it's not. Why are you saying that? That it's not a bar brawl?
There's not enough information out there. They are getting more and more information, and I think it will come out. I don't have a definite answer either way, but it is fully being investigated. There's enough to know that there is an investigation.
So you're saying that you know from the inside that the military police are investigating this because they themselves want to know whether it was terrorism related. Isn't that what you're alleging?
That is 100% what I'm alleging.
I know, and you can't say any more for reasons I know that you told my screener. I get it. So you're saying military police are investigating a possible link to something more than a bar fight. Could we go as far as to say that?
1,000%.
Chelsea, you get a copy of Government Zero. Maybe it's people like you who can save this country from the insanity that we're all living under. Something's wrong with the picture. I'm not letting it go. And by the way, I have five people working on this right now, including an attorney, desperately trying to get the Sacramento police to release the police report. And the reason is that I happen to know something about police reports because many years ago we used to get them and break them on the Savage Nation before anyone else. And police reports are very, very specific. They have great detail in them. The police do a great job of filing police reports. They will not give them to us. The police report will not. They say it's only released to family and attorneys. They will not release it to the media. Do you find that odd? This is a national talk show in California. Why is the Sacramento Police Department withholding public information like this? Because a police report, by the way, is generally released to the public when they're trying to find perpetrators. So what are they trying to hide? What is the police chief in Sacramento covering up? What is Samuel D. Summers Jr., chief of police in Sacramento, doing by not releasing the police report to the American people? I invite Officer Summers, Chief Summers, to call the Savage Nation at 855-407-282 to put this to rest. I'd like to go on to something else. I will not go to something else until I get the answers. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, we're on the Sacramento Bee website right now. French train hero Spencer Stone stabbed in serious condition. That's a national story. We all know. The police are saying it's Asian males or two Asian males. But if you look at the footage of the stabbing, it's a pack of five attacking one. I don't know why they're only looking for two. If five animals are attacking one man, what are they looking for two? Do they know something we don't know? French train hero Spencer Stone stabbing caught on surveillance video. Let's be clear about this. You watch the video, you see five attacking one. Stone is in the long white sleeve shirt. He's surrounded by a bunch of people in undershirts, white undershirts. So why are they only looking for two? Moreover, why do they use such a broad statement such as Asian males, two Asian males? That would make me very uncomfortable if I were a Hindu or a Sikh or a Japanese or a Chinese or a Zoroastrian or a Buddhist or a Christian Asian. Why can't they be more specific? They're being quite racist by using such a broad statement such as Asian. I'm trying to hang them by their own petard. I think the only way we're going to win this culture war is take the left's own usage of the language or abuse of the language and use it back on them. So I would say they're being quite racist in lumping in all Asian groups when it might be a very specific Asian group that they're looking for. Moreover, if they were really looking for a specific Asian group in this stabbing, wouldn't they identify it a little more clearly? I mean, I could generalize it and say, and then you're going to say I said something against Asians, which I'm not doing. But let's say a man is bitten by a certain species of animal. Wouldn't you want to be more specific of what species it was? What breed within that species? Say a person's bitten by a dog, and I'm not comparing any people to dogs. But let's say a person is bitten by a pack of five dogs, and the police say, anyone having any information about dogs, please call us. Well, do they mean a poodle? Do they mean a pit bull? Do they mean a St. Bernard? Do they mean... do you understand what I'm saying? I'm a trained biologist, so I mean, I'm into genus and species. So I'd like to know what they mean by what species of Asian they're talking about. Maybe we can help the Sacramento police crack this case. Wouldn't you think? WGDJ Radio in New York. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your opinion on this stabbing in Sacramento of the American train hero?
Michael, it's retaliation for his overthrowing the Muslim terrorist on the train.
Hold on. That's what you think, and that's what many of us initially thought. But we don't know who did it. All we hear is Asian males did it.
Well, Michael, the parallel between what happened to him and this week in Jerusalem alone, three Jews were stabbed. Just like the Democrats send out talking points, the terrorists must send out attack points every week. This week it's knives. Next week it'll be guns or it'll be bombs or whatever. But the fact that he was stabbed just like the Jews in Jerusalem were...
Hold on. I understand you're wanting to lobby about Arabs stabbing Jews in Jerusalem. It's a serious story, but it has nothing to do with this story. I don't know why you're lumping it together.
Well, I mean, it's just fascinating. And don't the police or doesn't the government think that once this guy recovers, he's going to be able to tell them what actually happened? They don't think that far.
I don't think he's the only one who knows what happened. I would think that the bartender knows what happened. I would think the girl with him knows what happened. I would think the other people who were in his group know who did it. But none of them are being able to be interviewed right now. They're afraid or they're being told to shut up.
I think they better all get good lawyers and find some place to hide, because if Obama...
Let me tell you something. The news cover-up in California is worse than anywhere in the United States of America. There was an incident last week of a mayor of a major city in Concord, California, who they said threw himself off a roof. Did you hear anything about that story?
No, I didn't.
Well, there's a little related story to that I saw in the news that nobody will cover. The mayor of Concord, California, threw himself off a roof. He had been accused of bribery with regard to appointing a contract for the conversion of the Concord Naval Air Station, the old weapons depot, into a real estate development for certain people. And now he's found a dead, thrown off a roof, or fell off a roof. Nobody will publish that story. So California now is in the lock grip of a one-party system. We are worse than a banana republic right now. And this is what happens when you have a dictatorship. That's why it's not good for a healthy democracy to have a dictatorship of one party, whether it be in the White House or in a state house. And it's worse, by the way, when you add a government media complex that's all one and the same, where everybody gives out the same garbage to the people. That's something that would occur in Cuba, and now it's occurring in California. So all you liberals and you progressives who think it's a wonderful thing that you control the state should think carefully, because you've now created a dictatorship.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Look, I'm going to drop this topic in a few minutes unless the callers have something unique, interesting to say. I think we've covered it. I'm not going to move on to politics as usual. If not McCarthy, then who cares about McCarthy? Do you? You realize you care about the House Speaker? Who's going to replace Boehner? The worst nightmare here is that there's such division that that drunk becomes the speaker, that stays on as Speaker. Yeah, the drunk could stay on. Clint could be there for a while yet. Why McCarthy dropped out? Probably he was pressured by real conservatives. Train hero stabbed. Spencer Stone listed in a stable condition. Who did it? We don't know because the police will only say Asian males. We've been covering that for an hour. There's a big story that I can't really do, but I will just touch on it. The Queen of Ivory, one of the worst people in the history of humanity, a Chinese woman, a Chinese national, yes, she's Chinese, who was in the head of a crime syndicate that hunted down elephants and killed them while they were alive, taking off their tusks, screaming and crying. They ripped the tusks off them. Chinese national Yang Fengyang, known as the Ivory Queen in Tanzania, who masterminded a huge poaching and smuggling ring, center of a trade that has seen more than 500,000 noble elephants killed in recent decades. Yang Fengyan, the Chinese woman dubbed the Queen of Ivory, was arrested in Tanzania after a special task force from the nation's National and Transnational Serious Crimes Investigation Unit stalked her for a year as she shuttled between Beijing, Uganda, and Tanzania, selling the tusks. My only hope here is that they defang her while she's alive. You know the UN is going to step in and try to cover up for her. You know that there's a good possibility that some of the corrupt bums at the UN are benefiting and have been benefiting from the ivory trade. You know it. You know it. At least they got the head of it. The poor elephants are almost extinct right now because of vermin like her. And where is this ivory sold? Amongst bourgeoisie in Asia. They have to have a piece of ivory to show how rich they are. How pathetic. Is it not pathetic? So that's a story. I covered it. It's on my website. You see a picture of the doll. But there's nothing more that I can say about it. The Elephant Action League says it's a very important arrest. The most important in Africa in the past years. But I want to go back to the French hero. We're trying to find out who they're covering up for. Then you've got the hospital bombing in Afghanistan. Apparently Obama apologized for the hospital bombing. And his spokesmouth, the Goebbels of our time, Josh Disernest, said that the president apologized for the hospital bombing. But we don't actually have a tape of Obama apologizing for the hospital bombing. We realize it's a collateral damage situation. Nobody would say that our men intended to bomb a hospital in Afghanistan, and we also know that the enemy hides in hospitals. I mean, make no mistake about it. They're very clever. They hide behind women, children, and hospitals. That's a given. Mosques are their favorite hiding place. In fact, reports are coming out of Syria right now that the brave jihadis who were raping eight-year-olds before the Russians finally started bombing them, the brave jihadis who were raping just a week ago are now hiding in mosques. I'm sure Obama will give them asylum as soon as he can and bring them in with the other refugees and resettle them in largely Christian communities. 855-400-72, Spencer Stone update. The assailant pulled out a knife and stabbed the man multiple times, said Officer Tracy Trapani. Police officer said there's no motive. It appears to be a random deal. Geniuses in the Sacramento Police Department said alcohol appeared to be involved. Well, there you go, right there. It's not terrorism related, it's alcohol related. And so therefore you have to ban alcohol. Absolutely have to ban alcohol. Officer Trapani said the man was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Officer Trapani said detectives are actively investigating. but police have not released any new information about the Asian suspects. Really? Officer Tracy Trapani, okay. Let's move on. Rob on WABC, what do you think's really behind this story?
Hey, Doc, how are you? My question to you is, coincidence, the first American hero was supposed to be in that college in Oregon.
Right.
The college gets shot up. Now this.
Well, wait, hold on. But the shooter in that Oregon college was a deranged, sex-starved Asperger's job. Nothing related to terrorism. A horny freak. A horny freak with guns.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Doc.
No, I just said it like it is. It had nothing to do with terrorism in the Oregon shooting. What does that have to do with terrorism?
They're not keeping that from us. One of your callers earlier said something about street gangs. Now, just a couple of days ago, they came out about ISIS put a call for lone wolves to take out Rob O'Neill, who killed bin Laden. Have they called to take out these gentlemen, too? I mean, what better people to pick up contracts than street gangs? Maybe they were stalking.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see. So they may not have been Middle Easterners who did this, but they could be looking for the reward from our Middle Eastern friends. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If there's contacts out there, and where are you going to go to have violent acts committed? You're going to find the street gangs. And you're going to pay them mightily to take care of business for them.
Well, we wouldn't hear that from the FBI, DHS. No. They're busy looking into returning military veterans and abortion opposers.
Hey, what are they going
to
do?
Very clever. Okay, then you're smart enough to read Government Zero. It's not for everyone. I'll send you a copy. It'll be out in a few weeks. I'm sure you'll be able to get through the book and look at the references. And you'll see what's going on and what they're doing to this country. It's funny, one of the chapters, which I'm not going to even read, is called Zero Policing. It's unbelievable. Government Zero, Zero Leadership, Zero Strategy Against ISIS. Yeah. Zero Military, Zero Education, Zero Culture, Zero Immigration, Zero Religion, Lenin's Pope, Zero Science, Zero Business Sense, Zero Liberty. And there is, I swear to God, your old sage, Michael Savage, did Chapter 12, Zero Police. Obama's Endgame, a National Police Force. Chapter 13, Saving a Nation with Nationalism. Ooh, nationalism. See, they confuse fascism with nationalism or Nazism with nationalism, and that's how they've neutralized your love of country. Yeah, that's how they do it. First, they get the language. And by controlling the language, they can control you. So they say Asian without describing who. So you don't know who it is. You figure it's a cook came out of a Chinese restaurant. But it wasn't a Chinese cook. But a sushi chef did this? Five sushi chefs did it? What, five Zoroastrians came out of a church and did this? Five Sikhs came out off a rice field and did this? Of course not. But this is the kind of control of language that I'm talking about. And I think it's time that we stood up to the racism inherent in the liberal culture, where they use a phrase such as Asian without being more specific, because it tends to, shall I say, sully the reputation of all ethnic groups who happen to be Asian. I think we have to hang them by their own petard. Okay, KCMO. Kevin, you have an interesting point. Line 8. Go ahead, fire away.
Hey, Mike, it's a pleasure to speak to you. The first thing that stood out to me when the press release was read right away was the police were automatically discounting what it was. It's not Muslim related. It's not that you haven't even talked to the suspects yet, but you're going to tell us already what it wasn't. How can you do that? Every press release I've ever heard a law enforcement give on a investigation in progress is, The big phrase I've always heard is, we're not eliminating any possibilities. We're not eliminating any possibilities.
But you know this government is in bed with the radical Islamists to the extent that they'll never even call them that. Without even knowing who did it, we know that if they had done it, they're going to not tell us they did it, unless they're forced to tell us.
Well, and that's what stood out to me was, wait a minute, you're going to automatically eliminate radical Islamists before you even know who these people are that did it.
Well, again, let's not rush to judgment. The Sacramento police did not say they were not jihadists. They said they were Asians. Now, Asian could include Middle Easterners, by the definitions being used by the liberal elites today.
Absolutely. I mean, Asian to me means everything from the Korean Peninsula to Western Asia, which includes India and Pakistan, like you mentioned earlier, the Hindus and the Pashtuns and everybody over there.
Now, the police department described the pair as two Asian males. I'm looking at the video of the stabbing. It's not two. It's five or six against one. Why did they say two Asian males? I mean, because the other four who were trying to beat him up were not involved in the stabbing?
Oh, right.
They're searching for two Asian men who fled in a dark-colored 09 to 12 Toyota Camry. All right, look, the car could be hidden in a garage or a warehouse. And by the way, if you look at the footage, it looks like he got one of them pretty good. He knocked one of the vermin to the ground. He's attacked by six scumbags like this, and he beats one of them to a pulp while they're attacking him with knives? This guy is a real hero. But we know it's not terrorism. We know it's alcohol-related.
Right, exactly, because it was a nightlife incident.
Yeah, it's a nightlife incident. That's right. And we have to assume it was a pack of Zoroastrians who attacked him. And because they're Asian, and I would assume it's Zoroastrians who did this. It could have been Assyrians, not even Syrians. It could have been Assyrians. It could have been very serious Assyrians. All right, my friend, we're running short on time. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the newest tapes we have from the police department. Stay on the line for a copy of Government Zero. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The suspects in this crime are two male Asian adults. The males are being described as wearing white T-shirts and blue jeans. The suspects, we believe, fled in a 2009 to 2012 dark gray or black Toyota Camry. This incident is a very unfortunate altercation between two groups who are enjoying the nightlife in Midtown Sacramento. This incident is not related to terrorism in any way.
No, that we know.
And we do not believe in any way. We know it's not related to what occurred in France.
Absolutely,
months ago.
We know that. How do you know? And it's believed to be a nightlife-related incident. It's interesting to me that they even said Asian males, because that's so wild for a police department in California. I'm pretty sure that Loretta Lynch, our attorney general, will look into racial profiling right there. They may have to send Al Sharpton in to re-educate them. Because the fact of the matter is that the biggest concentration of Muslims on earth is the Asian nation of Indonesia, where your president got his Islamic teaching in a madrasa. Well, I'm just saying. That's a fact, what I just said. Yeah, they're saying they're Asian. What kind of Asian? I think it's quite racist to say Asian. Not to mention, by the way, in the EU, they call Asians everyone, including people from the Middle East, are now lumped in as Asian. You know how Latinos and Hispanics are called whites when they commit a crime under the FBI statistics? Did you know that? You didn't know that? You didn't know the FBI was rewrote their rules during Bill Clinton's reign of terror? And if a Hispanic or a Latino committed a crime, it was lumped under white. So now they're lumping Middle Eastern under Asian. Just saying. I like that phrase, just saying. It's kind of cute. It works, too. So the question is, are the jihadis amongst us? Yes, the FBI told us that. The next question is, who did this? Is it a revenge for his heroism in stopping the train shooting by that vermin rat on that train in France? Don't know. We don't know if there's a connection. They're referring to these six attackers as Asians. But we can't find it. Not even on the internet. Is there a connection? We don't know. We know the American media has gone from bad to worse. And now so horrible that it's nothing but Izvesti or Pravda. Traitors to our own survival, psychopaths, unbelievable to me. I don't call them the mainstream media, I call them something else. Calling them names doesn't help. But Jerry on WJR says something interesting here. Jerry on WJR, make your point, please.
Yes, I think the Sacramento police are doing the same thing Hillary did when she said there was not an attack on the embassy. It was because of a video. They're saying
it wasn't an attack by jihadists in Benghazi. It was because of a video.
You see the parallel?
You mean this is a nightlife-related incident that's not related to his heroism in taking down a Muslim attacker on a train?
Exactly.
Well, we don't know yet, Jerry, but you see, the longer they keep this from us, the more people's Islamophobia will go up. And my intent here is to lower the Islamophobia quotient, not raise it. And I'm demanding the release of the actual, what they know. I want to know who they are. Are they Middle Easterners or not? They should say they're not. Definitively, the Sacramento police, to reduce Islamophobia, needs to release a statement immediately saying we know definitively they're not Middle Eastern. That they're Zoroastrian cooks from a Zoroastrian restaurant in the Sacramento area who came out high on rice wine. If that's the case. Or it was a sushi chef who got a fingernail stuck in a... You know what I'm saying. Just saying. Stay in the line, my friend. Send you a copy of Government Zero. We're going to keep poking the establishment till we get an answer. That's all we can do. All we can do is keep poking the Sacramento Police Department to realize we're not all as stupid as they may think. I don't know. He's going to let in 100,000 or 200,000 Syrian Muslims? Interesting. I wonder how many knife bar stabbings there'll be then. They're not terrorism related. Not related to any one religion or race. No. We want to make certain that all 100,000 or 200,000, whatever he decides, he can wake up Monday, make it a million. He could take in a million, fly him in on a CIA charter flight, bring them in by any way he means, by ship, send a couple of Good Mercy ships over to Syria, bring in 200,000 over a period of a year. We don't know, whatever he decides. There's no opposition party. There's no immigration laws. The maniac in chief can do anything he wants whenever he wants it because we have no opposition. No Supreme Court. Nothing. All the branches of government have been cut. They've been pruned by Obama. He has pruned all the branches of government for his convenience. They're not even budding anymore. Strange.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, we can keep going on this, and I think it's going to lead us to a certain conclusion here. We know that the sociopaths in the government media complex are suicidal. We know that the sociopaths in the government media complex are not only individually suicidal, they're nationally suicidal. To describe the perps as Asian is absurd. Asia? What does that mean? Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, Iran, they're all Asian nations. And if you look at Scandinavia, what's going on, I know it's embarrassing, but 95% of the rapists in Scandinavia, especially in Sweden, are Muslim. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it came out. A rape epidemic over there. But because the Scandinavian men died a long time ago, mainly on drugs, sex, and rock and roll with each other, the women are defenseless now in the once Nordic nation of Sweden. There are about a dozen verses in the Quran and the Hadith referring to Allah's hatred for non-Muslims and the eternal damnation and punishment awaiting them in the afterlife. I know you don't want to hear it. It's very uncomfortable. We know it's the religion of peace. The president told us that. We also know that slavery is permitted and only non-Muslims may be taken as slaves. I know it's embarrassing. I know you don't want to hear about that because it's just painful. And what can we do about it? Well, I don't know. Maybe you could do something about it. If you're fighting ISIS, well, we're not fighting ISIS, I'm sorry. The only thing Obama knows about ISIS is that in the hot summer in Martha's Vineyard, he eats ISIS. He eats ISIS in the summer, different flavored ISIS. Strawberry, vanilla, raspberry. I hear his favorite is vanilla. ISIS. Obama loves ISIS on a hot day. He said he was fighting them. Yet they grew in power, number, territory. How could he be fighting them with the world's most powerful air force, which is now playing chicken with the Russians, mainly we dodging them? Oh, yeah. That's the new Air Force under the... You take a look at the Air Force secretary he appointed? I don't think she's ever flown a Piper Cub on a training mission. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, General. Sure, General. Sure, General.
You know what I say now. Everybody get in your jets now and fly the other direction.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, General. It would be laughable if it was a Charlie Chaplin movie. But the sociopath in the White House has so destroyed the military that we're on the run now from the Russians. But nevertheless, get back to the point. To get back to the point, rather, that I was making. The Russians have attacked the ISIS groups, along with Assad's enemies. We know that. That's a given. No one ever said otherwise. It's so that the ISIS groups are on the run. Many of them are running terrified into mosques, hospitals, which is why even in Afghanistan, the bad guys hide in hospitals. So, you know, we really don't know the whole story on that one. But the Russians made them run in a week. Obama couldn't make them run in a year. How is that possible? Because the Russians are going to town and they're really conducting a war. Obama was conducting a shill war, a Capricorn One war, a staged war, because they were our Hessians. ISIS was a creation. To the best of my knowledge, I wrote about it in Government Zero. When I started writing it a year ago, I started to see the signs of it. And the final proof for me was when I saw after they took Mosul, I'll say it again and again and again, and they had an open victory parade a half a mile long with their Toyota trucks, and not one rocket was fired at them by this government's Air Force. So I said, okay, the fix is in. They're basically a creation of America to bring down Assad. That's what it looked like to me, and I'm on the outside. Now, the more we see what's really going on, the more it looks like that. So if you've got a government of sociopaths who will lie about a war itself with Josh Ernst, in my opinion, the war criminal, who needs to be brought up before a war crimes trial after this regime is gone, there must be a people's war crimes trial for what's been done to this country under this regime after it's over. And in the docket needs to be Josh Ernst, the spokesmouth. He is worse than Goebbels, because at least we knew who Goebbels was. This guy actually doesn't even know how bad he is. I think Josh Ernst is such a useful idiot, he doesn't even know how bad he is. But let's put him aside. So they're lying about everything. They're lying about the war against ISIS. They're lying about Putin. They're lying about Russia. They're lying about Obamacare. You can keep your doctor, right? You can keep your terrorist if you like your terrorist, too. Did you know that? With the immigrants coming in, a new missive just came down from the federal government. If you like your jihadi, you can keep your jihadi in your local town. So I don't know what you want to do, if you want to talk about this any further, but we're in real trouble here. And the last link in this entire game is the Second Amendment. The absolute last link in this entire war against America is the Second Amendment. If you let the psychopath in the White House take your guns away through the trickery of the law, you will be a slave, the same way the English are slaves, the French are slaves, and the Germans are slaves to a few psychopaths, sociopaths, who have sold their countries down the river. That's all. I think I made my case. We have no new information on this. We're going to clean up this story, and we're going to move on from the stabbing of the American hero in Sacramento. We know they're not Muslims, though, because it was outside a bar and alcohol was involved. I think that was the implication. Right, Robert? The reason the police even went so far as to say it was alcohol-related is that indicates there were no Muslims involved. See that? You got to understand how they think. Here comes diversity. You're about to be culturally enriched from the Syrian refugees. All of them have been vetted, though. Josh Ernst has personally vetted all 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, let the meter run. And we know none of them are jihadis. We know all of them love America, and they love Christians and Jews. Every one of the Muslims he's going to bring in from Syria is a lover of Christianity in America. They know who George Washington was. They know who Thomas Jefferson was. They know the laws of the land, and they respect it. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. They know all of that. And that's where we're going to be culturally enriched by the Syrian refugees. I don't know. I've heard about bar fights. I've never seen any Asians in bar fights. That's what leads me to believe something's wrong. Because I say again, the British press being, altered. Let's say an altered press. Most Asians think, most Americans think Asians are Japanese, Chinese, Koreans, Vietnamese, right? When you say Asian, what do you think of? Chinese food. You think Japanese food. Korean food, a barbecue. Maybe Vietnamese food. But you don't think of Pakistani or Afghani, Iraqi, do you? No, you don't refer to me. You don't think that way, but that's what it is. This is what appeasement does. This is what cultural psychopaths have done to us. So let's go to the callers, then we'll take on to another topic. Take it to another topic. Perry, WMAL, welcome to the program.
Yes, one thing I don't understand, and oftentimes we're on the same sheet of music, but I don't understand, maybe it's your limited knowledge of Islam. I've been practicing Islam for over 20 years. It's the best way of life that changed me totally to a productive member of the human family. And if you know the actual verses, clear verses of the Quran, first of all, in the chapter, the 19th chapter, which is titled Mary, which is the mother of Jesus, it says in there that the angels were wrangling over who would have charge of Mary because they knew that she was...
You know, I know all of that's in there, but there's also verses about slavery. You know that as well if you read the Quran.
And yes, but it's not... See, if you fasten it without the context, then people go away with the wrong idea.
Well, wait a minute. What context can they be about enslaving non-Muslims? Tell me the context I'm missing.
One more point. Jesus is mentioned in 11 different places in the Quran as the Messiah. That's number two. Now, as far as slavery, it tells you in different instances, like, who to take as a wife. He said it's better to take a believing slave than a non-believing non-believing maiden. So, things like that.
Wait, so you're admitting that your holy book calls for slavery. You just admitted that.
Call for slavery is just the context of that time. They were actually slaves, but also you can find that in the Torah as well.
Okay, yes, right. And to be fair, I've said that. I've read the Bible, the Old Testament, I said that. To be fair to the discussion, however, I don't see any Jews rampaging across the Middle East taking Christian slaves. Do you?
No. And the ones that are doing it, they did it here in America a long time ago. That's another subject. But the Muslims or so-called Muslims that are doing these horrendous things, in the name of Islam, I don't call them Muslims. It's like I don't call them Christian.
Good. Well, good. You know what? You actually encourage me every time you call. Because I think you're a just man who's a peaceful man. I mean, it's as simple as that. You always encourage me with your, I think, your separation from the animals in ISIS.
Let me ask you something,
because I've had you call before. You are a member of the Farrakhan Church, right? Black Muslims?
Yes, sir.
Okay, be honest with us, because I know you swear on your holy book to be as honest as you can under all conditions. I want you to swear on the Quran that when you speak to fellow black Muslims, they don't sympathize with ISIS.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Oh, no, sir. Not those actions. No, sir. We in the Nation of Islam don't even carry as much as a penknife, let alone automatic weapons on Toyotas and lightning bombs. So,
well, you see that? So people don't know much about your own church. We know that Farrakhan is always spewing hatred for Jews and America. We know that. Maybe his own adherents know more about peace than he does.
Well, first of all, he doesn't...
All right, let's not go down that road. But I want to say I do appreciate your calls every time you call the show. Are you able to accept a copy of my book called Government Zero? Would you be offended by it?
No, I wouldn't, because I already have stopped the impending civil war. I've gotten into it a little bit, but I've just been so busy.
All right, you know what? All right, please don't bring it around to your mosque, though. And if you do, put a plain brown wrapper around it. That's all I say. All right, my friend, always a pleasure to hear from an intelligent, peace-loving man, by the way. It's always encouraging. There's no wise guy statement in that. It's absolutely real. Perry from MAL calls all the time. He's a member of the Muslim, I forget the name of the church, the Nation of Islam, excuse me. 855-400-7282. Stay in the line. Jack, WABC, do you have anything to add about the stabbing at Sacramento?
Mike, this is Jack. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I listen to you every time I get a chance.
Blame you. So what's on your mind today?
Bumper.
What? It's like a bad scene in The Sopranos when they're stuck out in the New Jersey woods. Tony, in the swamp. What? Tony, we found the Russian. Where are you? I hate cell phone calls that break up. I'm sorry, Jack. We couldn't hear you. Let's go to. I love that scene. I always wanted in The Sopranos for them to follow it up. And because the Russian got away, remember, they thought they shot him. It was left like, oh, wait a minute. That's Putin. He's the one who got away in the woods. He became the leader of Russia. I should have known. That's the next thing that will come out of Josh Ernst's press conference. We have definitive proof that the character in The Sopranos who the boys were trying to kill, who got away, actually went to Russia and joined the KGB and worked his way up to becoming the president of Russia, who is now illegally bombing Syria against the wishes of the pansies in the European Union. What's this now? Jack's gone with the wind. I think we're going to move on. I'm going to give you all the news headlines that have just broken between the time I started the show and now. That you can't get yourself. I do it for a living. I'll be right back with the latest headlines from around the nation, around the world, on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Breaking news on the McCarthy story. Now, many of you don't know who he is. He's a congressman. He was supposed to take over for Boehner as the head of Republican Party, and now he dropped out. Now we find out that there was a leak of an affair he was having with another Republican Congress person, a woman in this case. But now there's a twist to it that we're reading on the Daily Caller. Did someone at DHS, that's your own Department of Homeland Security, edit the Wikipedia pages of Kevin McCarthy and Renee Elmers? Well, listen to the story. An internet address originating from the Department of Homeland Security was tied to entries made on the Wikipedia pages of North Carolina Rep. Renee Elmers and California Rep. Kevin McCarthy, alleging that the two Republicans were having an affair. It is unclear if someone at the federal agency actually was behind the edits, which were first reported by Washington Free Beacon reporter Lachlan Marquet. Listen to this carefully. But both changes on McCarthy's Wikipedia page and Elmer's page show that a user at the IP address 216.81.81.85 made them on Thursday. That's today. Take a guess where that address comes from. It comes from DHS offices in Springfield, Virginia. So somebody in DHS allegedly went on to his Wikipedia page and smeared him. How is that for a government at work? How is that for Department of Homeland Security? How is that? How do you feel now knowing that the DHS has become a division of the Obama smear machine? Or worse yet, it could be the Hillary machine. We don't know who did this. So it means now a couple of things, if this is true. It's obviously true. McCarthy accused of affair on Wikipedia. The edits, as I said, came from a Homeland Security address. Are we now living in a banana republic? Yes. We're living in a... It's so corrupt that the government itself will smear people who opposes its policies. That's something that you would have seen in Uruguay 30 years ago. Even Uruguay is cleaner than this country under Obama. Obama has so destroyed this country that his own Department of Homeland Security would smear a candidate for a speakership in an opposition party. How can a progressive celebrate a thing like this? Answer, because they're all like Rosie O'Donnell. They smoke pot and watch cartoons. Yeah, okay, here we are. Another big hour, be here or be nowhere. And never forget what I said to you. Government zero tells it all.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, it's hour three. So for 2 hours, we talked about the attack on the American hero of the French train incident. The police are absolute stiff-lipped about it. They will not disclose any more than it was Asians. But we know Asians are used as a, you know, a statement in the EU and Britain, PC places, to describe an awful lot of people. And I find it absurd in this day and age that we can't know who did it so we can help them find them. But nevertheless, we covered that. Then at the end of the hour, it came out that McCarthy dropped out of his candidacy to become the next Speaker of the House and replacing Boehner because somebody went onto his Wikipedia page and altered it and put in that he was having an affair with another Republican, in this case a woman, thank God. And I say thank God, given the world we live in, at least it was a grown woman. I mean, you got to say that almost for a Republican to have an affair with a grown woman, I'm not saying they should, but, you know, I'm just saying. People are laughing already. No, I mean, I like saying just saying. It fills in a lot of blanks because then I can't be accused of saying what I just said by implying just saying. But for a white Republican male in the middle age to be caught having an affair with a woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Okay, but that's no joke. So they smeared him, and guess the IP address of the smear job comes from the DHS. Bingo. That's all. Came from the DHS, the new fascist dictatorship. Like, I'm shocked the DHS is turning on America. Oh, really? The same DHS that lets illegal alien gangbangers come into America looks the other way when Muslims coming in from Syria and doesn't vet them? Right. Okay. So as a result of that, during the break, I finished my salt and pepper shrimp, which was delivered to me from an Asian restaurant by a young man in a white T-shirt. I'm sorry. I finished the salt and pepper shrimp, and I perused the Michael Savage page on Wikipedia. I said, okay, if they're doing it to McCarthy, what are they liable to do to me, make something up, right? So I'm looking at it, and nothing was added yet. Better known by friend Michael Savage, American radio host, author, activist. I have a very long Wikipedia entry, but it's pages upon pages. Since October 2012, Savage has been syndicated by Cumulus. He holds master's degrees from the University of Hawaii in medical botany, medical anthropology, PhD, University of California, blah, blah, blah. He has written books on nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, blah, blah, blah. 4 political best-selling books, blah, blah, blah. Savage has summarized his political philosophy in 3 words, borders, language, and culture. Savage characterized his views as nationalism. What created this? Four political best-selling books, blah, blah, blah. Savage has summarized his political philosophy in 3 words, borders, language, and culture. Savage has characterized his views as conservative nationalism, while critics have characterized them as fostering extremism or hatred. So it's now extremist to love your own country. Don't you love that from the psychos who run the country? Savage opposes illegal immigration to the United States, supports the English-only movement, and argues that liberalism and progressivism are degrading American culture. Although his radio delivery is mainly characterized as politically themed, Savage also covers topics such as medicine, nutrition, music, literature, history, theology, philosophy, sports, business, economics, and culture, and tells personal anecdotes. That's good. That is true. That's what separates me from the boys. And that's what's going to have me doing radio until God takes me to his kingdom to be his personal entertainer. Since 2009, Savage has been barred from entering the UK for allegedly seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred. Seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts. That was the Labour Party, the corrupt pornographer there. He described his childhood as difficult. His father, the owner of an antique shop, died of a heart attack at 57. And his mother died in 2000. After graduating, I'm not going to read all this. What is this now? During his time, Savage also worked for famous psychedelic drug advocate Tim Leary. I didn't work for him. As keeper of the Stone Gatehouse on the Hitchcock Cattle Company estate in Millbrook, New York, which Leary had been given access to. I wasn't hired. Leary hired him to the post because Savage did not use LSD himself. That's true. And the rest, some of it's true, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Who are they accusing? Oh, they went to all these people who are jealous of me to ask them what they think of me. You ever read your Wikipedia entry? Most of you don't have one. And if you do, it's like six sentences long. This is very long, my God, with 115 references. So be on the lookout for somebody entering some slime about me. That's all. And if you've been getting my Twitter stuff lately, I've greatly increased the Twittering I've been doing. I've been Twittering a lot lately. I've discovered that Twittering is important, so I Twitter almost every night. I have a couple of people who Twitter for me. I send pictures of a sunrise. Oh, my God, do I have to talk about the attack now? What about the McCarthy story? That's a far bigger story, incidentally, that they DHS smeared him. What did I tell you about your government? That if it's true that the IP address that the smear came from was a Homeland Security IP address from Department of Homeland Security, what does that tell you about the country you're living in? Do you like it better? Is that the country you thought you're living under, the great, fair-minded Barack Obama? Barack Obama! I'm Barack Obama. I am God Almighty. I have pruned all branches of government. They can't even butt anymore. I am Barack Obama. WABC Stu, what do you think about the country we're living in under Barack Obama?
Hello?
Yes, Stu. What do you think about the country learning that DHS smeared McCarthy today?
Well, I think, first of all, that the people have been stripped of their power. If government agencies control the dissemination of information, the legislative branch doesn't have that power. There's no balance of power, and the people have been stripped of their power to balance out the executive branch. So this is not only terrifying, but it just...
Here's something that's sort of a quip, but it's true. It'll be a shot heard around the world. Michael Savage, what do you think about DHS smearing McCarthy, having an affair in order to neutralize him? Well, I would say it's a new twist on McCarthyism. Do you get the joke, Stu?
Yeah.
I know it's not a laughing matter, but I can't help it. My mind is comedic.
I appreciate that, but this is not even this is terrifying. If you think about it, what's really going on with the executive branch? I mean,
you actually think that Obama was not doing things like this behind the scenes? You think that this criminal gang was not doing this all along, neutralizing Congress, neutralizing the Supreme Court? How do you think they got Roberts to do Obamacare? What do you think, they weren't threatening him with something?
Absolutely. This is just...
How do they get the drunk to sit with his mouth shut for all these years? They don't have anything on him?
Yep. I mean, this is just... It's a little bit exciting because you're going to start seeing this... what they've been doing behind the scenes, getting stripped away and realizing how the people do not have power in this country anymore. And
how come we never heard about any affairs from higher-ups in the Democrat Party? You know that goes on. Or are there shenanigans? How come we never hear about that? I guess DHS only looks into people who oppose the goon squad.
Yep. Selective enforcement. That's the theme of the...
Well, okay. Well, people wanted to... Anyone ever wanted to live in Paraguay... Or Uruguay, after the Third Reich fled there. Well, welcome. You're now living in Paraguay without the bananas.
That's pretty.
All right, I'm sending you Government Zero. I'm almost giddy from it. I don't know why. It actually seems interesting to me that the government is that overtly corrupt now that we know that they would do a thing like this. This is almost a new level of corruption. I never liked McCarthy. The little I saw of him, I wasn't like... I'm almost glad he's out. Not because they smeared him. I'm trying to say something else. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gloating that they got him out on that basis at all. I'm saying I don't think he would have been very good because he was very liberal, by the way. Kevin McCarthy, California, he was a liberal middle-of-the-roader. He was like Boehner. I mean, what's the difference? He was like Virginia's Eric Cantor. I don't see he was very different. He was not a conservative challenger. Do you think he was a conservative challenger? No one even knows who he is. Chaffetz, I would like to see him in there. He's a real conservative. Steve Scalise, Louisiana, good. Patrick McHenry, not to be confused with Patrick Henry. Good. No one even knows who these people are, and I'm not trying to denigrate them. Tom Cole, Republican, Audi next on his Wikipedia page. Let's look in that one. We better check all the Wikipedia pages of every Republican now. We'll see what, the IP address of that one. Probably the, wait a minute. Hold it now. Wait a minute. Hillary Clinton's missing emails came from an IP address in her house in Chappaqua, right? Now they're smearing people from an IP address at DHS. So the missing emails have nothing to do with the fake smear jobs. No, there's nothing there. KSFO, Bobby, what are you calling about? Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation. Millions of people are hanging on your every word.
Dr. Savage, pleasure. Sir, about the airmen being attacked, that sounds like Cambodians or gang members. That's during.
Why? The white shirts indicate Cambodians?
The white shirts are a symbol of gang members, period. And the caveat to that is that they're assimilating with black or African-American gang members. That's how they're identifying themselves.
But wait a minute. The police will only say that it was Asian perpetrators. That's all they'll say. You're now saying Cambodians. What would lead you to believe that?
Either Cambodian or Hmongs. Because when they come over here... The ones, the youngsters that can't be law-abiding citizens, they're starting gangs. Because their feeling is that they're getting picked on. I used to be a teacher, and we had to take gang courses. And being in the Central Valley...
It's funny, I just bought a bunch of colored undershirts. I didn't even know why. Intuitively, I stopped wearing white undershirts myself a while ago. I mean, not that an older guy... White guy would be confused with being a member of an Asian gang, but I only wear colored undershirts now. I'm liable to pick the wrong color and get knocked off in the street, though. I got to be careful. Do any gangs wear purple undershirts? Because I like purple. I like yellow. I like pink. Do any gangs wear that?
No, I don't think so, unless they're...
All right, attention, Savage Nation. Go out and buy pink T-shirts. Then you could be like John Boehner. Oh, what a wonderful world it is. Stay in the line. I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero. Man, I need my Savage Army to go out to the bookstores on October 27th. I need you to clean the shelves out like locusts. But with so many weeks away from it, not going to do it. And today is only the Thursday. How did the week go so fast? Every Monday, I get on the air and I say, wow, this is going to be a tough week. The news, I think I'll take a day off. And the next thing I know, it's Thursday. Then it's Thursday, so I can't take the day off. It's almost Friday. Then I say, why take Friday off? It's so ridiculous. There's too much news. And another 5 days down the hopper. Then Saturday and Sunday come, and I calm down. I work with the cars. The old Jags are a hobby of mine, and you know there's plenty of work to do on those. Right now I have the XK150 apart in the garage, and my mechanic, Gary, he has the carburetors. It's a nightmare. The car ran fine. I don't know what I started in with rebuild the carbs now, but the car doesn't run at all because it's apart. Door is apart. The carbs are apart. There's nothing more frightening than a beautiful Jaguar in a garage with pieces of the engine on the floor. But that's Saturday. We got a new starter. We got the last parts of the carb. We got the door we're going to put back because it got caught in the furring strip. You know what? It absorbs my mind to work on cars. I don't do the work, but, you know, I lean over. I learn a little bit in that. Since there's a fun thing, I admire mechanics. I like to watch car shows at night. You want to hear something weird? I swear to God, I can do this without giving anything away. I found out that my granddaughter, who doesn't live near me, she lives out of state, she likes car shows. She watches car shows with her dad. She's 2 years old. How'd that happen? Because, you know, why wouldn't you like car shows if you're a child? Even a little child. You see men fixing things. And then you hear noise. Robert, that's your cue. Then you hear noises like, the air gun. That air gun, I can't get it out of my head. I go to sleep now thinking that's the sound I go to sleep to. Whenever I see Hillary Clinton, the hero, speak, Robert, that's what I think of. This is a method of getting Hillary Clinton's voice out of your head. Robert, play it so they put it in their head. Right. This sound is preferable to that of Hillary Clinton's shriek. Okay, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. I mean, the big story is the Republican issue here, that McCarthy, who was next in line to lead the Republican Party, was smeared by a DHS employee. They traced the IP address. Someone in DHS went onto his Wikipedia page and said he was having an affair with another Republican, not male, another Republican, in this case a woman grown, thank God. I mean, I'm saying, you know, thank God for small favorites. If you had something with a child, forget about it altogether. But I would say in this day and age, for a Republican male over 50 to be having an affair with a woman is almost a plus. I'm not saying that's what I'm suggesting should be. But, I mean, you know, considering the options here, all in all. But anyway, he's out. He dropped out. And there he is. The drunk is hinting at sticking around now. Boehner. Clink just got a new lease on life. They bought him a new beach chair. Another case of Johnny Walker was shipped to the condo in Jacksonville, and he's ready to go again. And they got the horse to run around the track a little bit more for Obama. He's got a little bit more to do for him yet. And that's a big story. That's a big story. We still have no updates on the France train hero attack, stabbing in Sacramento. Well, we know the police are searching. The Dick Tracys are looking for two Asian men. Now, of course, you can help. You can help them find those two Asian men just by saying, I saw an Asian man. You can call the police. See how racist that is to say Asian men? I want to hang the liberals by their own petard. They won't say Muslim. They won't say what the Asian person is, a Middle Easterner they use now Asian. We don't know what they were. Maybe they were Asian. Asian, like you know Asians. See, they say Middle East, Asian and Middle Eastern, the same thing in England, to not offend Muslims. So, I would say the police should be helped. I think you should report any Asian men you see in a Toyota, because they could be the perpetrators, since they haven't been specific. I think you should flood the Sacramento Police Department by saying, hello, I just saw two Asian men in a gray Toyota. Say, well, what are you calling me about? Well, you said there's two Asian men in a Toyota who did it. Can't you be more specific? No, there are. See, that you trap them, you hang them by their own petard.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
The hope that he's conservative, but you know, they're all the same. You think motorcycle, you know. No wonder we get the worst of the lowest. It used to be the best and the brightest in JFK's time. It was the best and the brightest in his cabinet. Now we got the worst and the stupidest. Stay with your man. Grifters. You ever see what they get arrested for? The kind of low rate. I never saw anything like it. The guy like at the UN, the $500,000. He built a basketball court in his house. He bought a suit. He went to a hotel in New Orleans with his family. Bought a television set. I have never seen such low-level grifters. And these got like a dinner. They get a free dinner in New Orleans, and they sell a country out. Well, okay. Oh, God. Dinner with Hillary. Can you imagine that one? Who would pay for a dinner to be at a dinner with Hillary Clinton? Who would want to be at that dinner? You'd have to play the sound of the ratchet gun. Whenever I hear her voice, that's all I can think about is the sound of the air gun. I didn't say the air gun. I said the air gun. That's a cue, Robert. When I say Hillary and air gun, you're supposed to hit it. That's too late now. It's not funny. That's a little late. That's like 20 seconds late. Radio's about timing. No, there's an ad that says, have a dinner with Hillary. We are flying one lucky supporter to have dinner with Hillary. All right, you did it already too many times. Now it's too many times. We are flying one lucky supporter to have dinner with Hillary. Can you imagine? Who would want to be flown to a dinner with Hillary? Maybe Monica Lewinsky could win that contest. God. You know, she's a laugh line. Why is she even running? Just running, she debases America. She brings up the worst stage of time in American history before Obama became the little dictator here. Okay, all right. Henry on the Internet, go ahead, make your case. Step right up. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Before I begin, I'm 17 years old, but I've been hearing you for the past 4 years. I must confess that although in the fiscal sense I am a bit liberal, I'm totally with you on the condemnation that you produce against the president. But I would like to say my point is that the president isn't as liberal as we like him to be. if you look at his foreign policy...
Wait, as you would like him to be, or who would like him to be?
As we would reckon him to be. Because if you
look come on, Henry, you gave yourself away. You're a youngster. You accidentally slipped. Henry, are you there? Henry, go back to the DHS. They're going to have to retrain you now. He slipped up. That's it. He'll never work for the government again. The stuff I get in the mail, a lot of it's conversion stuff. You can't believe it. I mean, for years now, they all want me to convert to every day the same thing. Jesus can save you. Every day, 21 years about this. I don't like proselytizing. Then I get the thing about the contrails in the air. They send me page after page about Tesla's patents and jet streams so the country can be flooded while another is given a drought. How do they believe this? World War III Armageddon and why you must... God, man, it's hard enough to sort out the world news, let alone this. Okay, what else is in the news? Let's see the questions for the day website. But whatever happened to the Middle East war that Obama was waging? That's off the headlines. Jake Tapper, they sent him for a retraining because you don't see him anymore. Where is he? On a little mini vacation? They're massaging his brain somewhere in a CIA hotel? I've noticed the war is off the headlines. None of them, not covering it. The minute the Russians started to have the ISIS on the run, and along with Assad's, right? Enemies in the Free Syrian Army. The minute that ISIS was knocked off the headlines, beaten back a little bit, what happened? Jake Woodpecker stopped covering the war. Suddenly Syria was no longer there. Nothing. You don't see a word about Syria. Nothing. Zero. Woodpecker won't even cover it now. No. Doesn't even happen. McCarthy accused of affair on Wikipedia. Edits came from Homeland Security IP address. Wow. Oof. McCarthy out, Boehner hints at sticking around, but they do well. Even if he would drop out of politics, he'd go back to law, probably make a huge fortune. Who wouldn't want to have this guy as their lawyer now? Former almost speaker of, former congressman, almost speaker of the House of Drunks. Like in England, they have the House of Lords. Here we have the House of Drunks under John Yeah, I got you. God. Okay, KBOI, Mike, what do you think about this thing that they did to McCarthy today?
Yeah, the DHS deal is going to turn out like everything else this government throws at us. It'll be a low-level employee, and it gives them time.
Oh, it'll be another Lois Lerner.
Exactly.
Where is Lois Lerner? I hear she's running a brassiere shop in Queens, New York. Where is she?
Who knows?
Okay, well, what you're going to say is eventually, oh no, it didn't come from the head of DHS. It didn't come from one of the sorority girls. It didn't come from President Jarrett. No, it came from a low-level employee who did it on her own, right?
Right.
Wow. Oh, that's awful. What a country we're living in. This guy is melting us down so fast, like an icicle in August in Manhattan's Lower East Side without air conditioning. All right, my friend, I think you're intelligent enough to get a copy of Government Zero. It's not for everyone. Stay on the line. WVNN in Alabama. Mike, what are you calling about? You're open to a million people listening to you. What's on your mind?
Okay, a couple of things, Dr. Savage. One of them is that there's a book called The Muslim Mafia, and it relates to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And one of the things that they do, if you remember, Aaron Stone was knighted by the Moroccans. And what they did was follow through on what they had done, what he attempted, and I think it's retribution. I think you may have nailed it. And also, the fact that you point out there were five of them, and the police are only saying there's two, is very interesting in itself. So also,
well, all you've got to do is go to my website where I've linked the video of him being attacked in the streets. And you see five or six of them in white undershirts attacking him like jackals. He's the one in the long white shirt. And the jackals are stabbing him and hitting him. He gets in a good blow and knocks one of the punks to the ground. Then they stab him in the chest, hitting his heart. So it's all on video. So we don't know who they were, though, Mike. That's the problem. We don't know who they were. That's the real problem. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, michaelsavage.com, where I'm going to go right now, because I updated around the clock. I never sleep. I'm up in the middle of the night here. Top right, ISIS soldiers told to rape women to make them Muslim. What racist? Who would put that up on my site? Oh, it came from CNN. I'm sorry. It's linked from that racist right-wing site, CNN. Anti-Muslim, huh? ISIS soldiers told to rape women to make them Muslim. CNN post. I linked it from CNN, the new right-wing site. I can't believe that. Really? She says, today is the female sex slave market, which has been ordained, explains a skinny black-haired jihadi gesturing at the camera. With Allah's permission, each will get a share, promises another of the ISIS murderers. Where is my Yazidi girl, asks the first, a wide grin splitting his straggly bearded face. The Yazidis are an ancient people, followers of a unique religion that blends elements of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, with even more ancient practices, including sun worship. They believe in a single God who created the earth and left it in the care of a peacock angel, Malak Taus. But this belief is decried as the devil by ISIS. And it's been used by this Islamic group to justify murder, enslavement, and rape. They took our girls, our homes, and our families, says Yazidi spiritual leader Baba Sheikh. They took all of them. We say our fruitful generation is our children, but they took all young and old. I can't read it anymore. All I can say is God bless Vladimir Putin for doing what he's doing. I hope he kills all of them. I hope he kills every... I hope that Russian special forces catch these guys and they torture them to death. Can you imagine this is going on and the UN says nothing? UN, look, I'm mentioning UN. A bunch of ivory traders and grifters, UN. In ISIS territory, girls, Yazidi women can be bought and sold for money, bartered for weapons, even given as a gift. But this is not a simple commercial transaction. ISIS has made rape and slavery part and parcel of its brutal theology. ISIS fighters told us this is the rule of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and we must do it, Noor explains. Anyone who doesn't convert to Islam, we will kill the males and marry the females. They are the spoils of war. This comes to us from the right-wing site, CNN. In its online English magazine, ISIS lays out its justification for its brutality against the Yazidis on religious grounds. Quote, enslaving the families of the Kufar and taking their women as concubines is a firmly established aspect of the Sharia Islamic law that if anyone were to deny or mock, he would be denying or mocking the verses of the Quran and the narrations of the Prophet. So you see all of you naive morons out there? You see how wrong you are? You see how idiotic you are to oppose conservatives who see what's going on? Do you idiots not realize you're suicidal and are going to destroy this nation? And here it comes, though. But theologians the world over point out that ISIS actions have no basis in Islam. The people of ISIS don't represent Islam at all. In fact, if anything, they are anti-Islam, says London-based Imam Ajmal Masroor. They have hijacked Islam. They have denigrated Islam. They have desecrated it. In Islam, taking anyone as captive, mistreating them, using them as sex slaves, torturing them is totally prohibited. Well, why don't they do something about it? Why don't they say that out loud? Well, I guess he just did. Anyway, you get the picture. What they're doing to the girls out there, the only one who's stopping them now is the enemy of Obama, who's a friend of mine. I swear to God, I mean, Putin should be the friend of every individual on earth who respects women. How can you sit idly by and watch young girls being sold as sex slaves and not understand that only by killing them in ISIS can you stop this? I don't understand how you can say Obama's right and Putin is wrong. Obama's done nothing. He's impotent. He's impotent with regard to ISIS because he's looking the other way because he's an enabler of ISIS, to those of us who believe so. Otherwise, he would have wiped them out a year ago. You know, they were against Assad, so an enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's why he learned that in the madrasas, I guess. I don't know where he learned that. Enemy of my enemy is my friend. So he figured ISIS is the enemy of Assad, so I'll let them rage across the country, Syria. Is this too brutal for you? Those of you who are listening, is this too mind-bending to listen to this? Would you rather I just simply talk about Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Constitution? What do you want? I mean, how could you not want to read a story like this? ISIS soldiers told to rape women to make them Muslim. It's from the right-wing site CNN, linked up on michaelsavage.com. That's very brave of CNN. They've gone farther than Fox News under Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes and Murdoch wouldn't even let them publish a story like this on Fox News. Do you know that? You think Martha Washington will report this? I doubt it. Martha's under strict house rules. Martha's the house feminist. She can only go so far before, you know. All right, that's all I'm going to say on this subject. We have no upbreaking news. Oh, look at this caller. Daniel on KSFO. What are you saying about the leak against McCarthy?
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I'm a huge fan. I won't waste your time with that. But I wanted to point out, you brought it up a couple of times. You've highlighted the possibility that it's a liberal inside DHS that's doing these things. And we've been afraid that McCarthy was going to take that seat.
Well, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. No. I didn't say it was a liberal inside DHS. I said it was a DHS IP address. That's all we know.
And I stand corrected. And from that perspective, I'll just point out that I really hope that it's a lone wolf conservative inside DHS that did that.
That's funny. So you're saying it could have been a conservative wanting to take out McCarthy with the leak, right?
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Well, he is very liberal. I mean, a Republican from California is, you know, it's an oxymoron. What does that mean, Republican from California?
I'm trying to say that on my
phone. How's that even possible in this corrupt banana republic? I mean, I should say this corrupt railway republic. All right, Mike, stay on the line. I'm sending you a free copy of Government Zero. That brings us to 13 minutes to the hour. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, the big political story is that McCarthy has abruptly withdrawn his candidacy for House Speaker after he was smeared on his own Wikipedia page, saying he was having an affair with another Republican, a woman in this case, and the IP address from where the smear came was inside the DHS, which is an alarming development under Barry Obama, an alarming development under President Jarrett, to think that a DHS agent would smear a member of the opposition party with impunity is unbelievable. And then there's the local story in California, which is national by now, which is the train hero Spencer, who was stabbed by a gang of Asians. And again, I say that's an insult to Asian people everywhere in the world. And it's the only way we're going to get these PC controllers to stop it. Because as you know, in England and in the EU, the description Asian also applies to Middle Easterners in order to not offend folks from that region of the planet. So what are we supposed to do now? Look for Asians in a Toyota? What do you mean by Asians? Can't you be a little more specific? No, the cops are frightened because the feminists have taken over everything. The lawyers have destroyed virtually every aspect of our lives where the police are afraid to do their jobs. They're afraid of saying a word. They're afraid of attacking a perpetrator until they're about to be killed themselves. The country's upside down. When you go to the Spencer Stone stabbing itself on surveillance video, which I linked up on michaelsavage.com, and you look at it after the show, you will see a gang of six rats in white T-shirts attacking a tall man, a white man, in a white shirt. He knocks one of the vermin to the ground, and the rest attack him like jackals, and then they run away. We don't know who they are. Be on the lookout for men in white T-shirts. Asians? That's crazy. If I were a Chinese man in a Toyota, I'd be worried. But we know it wasn't a Chinese man in a Toyota who did it. But then again, the police are bound and constrained because they've been controlled by the very forces that have turned this state into a one-party dictatorship.